Barry, it's so nice to finally meet you in person and see you at SAS Global Forum.
And it's great to be here, Shelley. It's just an amazing place here at the conference center, the demo area and the publication area. I love it. It's great.
What are you doing here? What's your role at the conference this year?
Well, my main role was to present a paper, which I did this morning. So that's my main job. And that went well.
Good.
Glad to have it behind me. Was well attended. Lots of good questions. Lots of interesting people. And that's my main role, is to promote our ability. I'm a SAS employee. In fact, I'm in the global consulting, data analytics, analytics practice. So my job is to develop best practices of analytics and essentially spread them, disseminate them globally. So that's what I was doing this morning. I was doing some relatively new stuff. It's leading edge work in social network analysis. And one of the big parts of that is the metadata analysis, that is extracting meaningful, manipulatable data out of unstructured text. Because nowadays, the main conversations are happening on the internet. And
Right. So
there are social networking sites, there are blogs of various kinds, there are professional sites, there's emails, there's all kinds of conversations going on the web. And it's all unstructured data. And just because it's unstructured data doesn't mean we can't work with it in very meaningful fashions. So the presentation this morning showed how brand managers, manufacturers, can monitor or scan what's going on in the various conversations, pull out text items, metadata, that describe their brand, how the brand is perceived and used by their consumers, and what consumer networks are involved in that, so that they have an idea of who the key influencers are. And that allows them to respond quicker, sooner, more proactively to good things, that there's good conversations as well as the bad conversations. So it's an extremely important methodology for anybody that is promoting, developing, delivering products or services out into a larger world where people have conversations about it, which is pretty much everyone. So,
absolutely.
So that's what my paper was all about. And I do apologize for the pause for commercial identification, if you like, but that's what I'm doing.
I mean, that is such a fascinating and timely topic, obviously, with the popularity of the social networking sites, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Is there, how is SAS supporting the analysis that you referred to?
Yeah, the social network analysis. If you go over to the demo area, you'll see that SAS social network analysis is being demoed. And our new release, our new SAS release, SAS 9.2, has a network visualization studio workbench. It's a kind of a one-on-one end user tool, as opposed to SAS social network analysis, which is a web-based tool for enterprise-wide or web portal use. So that's two cases where SAS supports social network analysis. And the big capability, which is a capability that we started at SAS almost 10 years ago now, is to be able to look at the unstructured conversations that people are having. These are all text messages, all text. And so being able to understand what the words mean and whether they're referring to a brand or it's a company brand or a competitive brand. And more challenging is to be able to see whether what they're saying is good, bad, or indifferent.
Right.
Extremely important things to do. And so in addition to SAS's TextMiner, which analyzes text, last year at the Global Forum, we announced the acquisition of Terragram.
Right.
And we have recently launched SAS Content Categorization Server, which uses a number of Terragram products all bundled up in one, to extract the metadata, score the metadata and bring it into an analysis environment so it can be cross-fertilized with the social network analysis so that we can see what the conversations are actually about, who's driving the conversations, how the communities evolve. So there's the visualization part, and then there's the text and analytics part. So it's really interesting stuff, and it's newly developing stuff. So, yeah.
Sounds like a fantastic book idea. Is this something that you're mulling over for us or anything? Or?
Oh, you mean the presentation this morning wasn't enough?
Oh, I wish I'd been able to attend. Did you have a nice response and audience?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, that presentation could probably be expanded into a book and probably should be. So that's a great idea. So thanks for suggesting it.
Sure,
I'll work
sure.
on that.
Well, speaking of books, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your first book with SAS Press?
Yeah, my first book is Decision Trees for Data Mining Using SAS Enterprise Miner. There you go. Well, I started my involvement in data mining through decision trees. I've been working with decision trees almost all my life. And I've been working with analytics for a few decades and started to work with decision trees probably about halfway through my, you know, that period when I was learning analytics and doing analysis in various environments. And so I discovered some of the original decision tree products, some which came out of the University of Michigan in the early 1970s, a product called AID, which stood for Automatic Interaction Detection. It was used to help the analysts at the University of Michigan Social Research Center construct regression models more accurately. And so initially it was decision trees were conceived of as a method to help in the construction of regression models. But as they became more known and more used, it turns out that they're extremely useful methods on their own right. And so I've always loved decision trees. I've always found it extremely useful, very good way to present multivariate kinds of analyses so that people can consume them and understand them. So I initially was excited about writing about the decision tree product that was in the Enterprise Miner release when Enterprise Miner first came out. So I wrote a book about it. And that book is on the stands now.
We're really glad that you did. And I want to mention something you and I spoke about a little bit earlier, that there are a number of illustrations in your book.
Oh, right.
Yeah, pretty good for those of us who learn from visuals.
Yeah. So. Yeah. As we were talking about earlier, I love to illustrate stuff. I believe that different people have different modalities in terms of how they express and consume information. And it's very clear to me that I express and consume information visually. I love to have the little bubble charts or the block diagrams with arrows and, you know, little clouds with illustrations and words and so on. That's how I conceptualize stuff, and that's how I digest it. And so when I was writing the Decision Tree book, I had a lot of these diagrams in my own head, and I put them down on paper, and I tried to put them in an electronic form, and I'm not necessarily the best person in the world to do that. I love my sketches, and if we could have been able to scan the sketches in and include them in the published material, that would have been good,
yeah.
But my draftsmanship isn't the best, so my editor, John West, at the time, chased down another individual who was working in the graphics department of one of the SAS publication areas and solicit his help in finishing off the book. And so I got probably 10 or 20 diagrams done, you know, that way, which really added an awful lot to the quality of the publication and was just an example of how you folks in the publishing department do your very best to support us authors, you know, so that's really good. That's really great.
Thank you so much for that feedback. We really appreciate it, and that's one reason we love doing what we do, is to work with authors like you and produce great books that users will find beneficial. And speaking of which, who do you think will benefit from your book?
The decision tree book?
Yes, sorry.
Yeah. What I really like about decision trees is that it's a relatively simple technique that communicates very well in a wide variety of situations. So it's appropriate for anyone who wants to go the step of data analysis and presentation beyond one-way bar charts or histograms into presenting two-way or multi-way relationships. The decision tree is probably the best number one way and the simplest way of doing that. So it's obviously useful for anyone who wants to make that step up. And as I was indicating earlier, the original use of the decision tree methodology was came out of the University of Michigan, where it was used as an automatic interaction detection tool to construct components of regression equations. So it's also a very sophisticated technique. So it applies to a broad range of uses. And if I sound like I'm biased and about decision trees, well, you know, you certainly have me pegged there. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us today, and I really hope that you enjoy the remainder of the conference, and maybe you'll work on that book idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, thank you. That's a great idea. I think that would be a lot of fun to do and very timely as well. So I'll think very carefully about that. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Barry.